AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. At least 1,500 structures have been destroyed by wildfires in California's wine country. Jen Krieger was forced out of her house in Santa Rosa. She grabbed as much as she could before leaving.
Trying to salvage what's going to be up in flames here. It's like pretty soon, so all these nice people, don't know them. They've all chipped in. We got most of our valuables out that I can think of. I'm in shock right now.
What's pushing these wildfires is very strong winds, 70 mile per hour winds in some places. Tom Bierman is the fire chief in Napa.
We need the wind to die down. We need to get the aircraft overhead. We need to get the resources on scene, and so we can slow down the progress of this fire. As of right now, the head of this fire is running unchecked to the south.
More than 200 people were quickly evacuated from two Santa Rosa hospitals. The fires are burning throughout an 8-county area of Northern California, including Napa, Sonoma, and Yuba counties. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt says he will sign a new rule overriding the Clean Power Plan, an effort from the Obama administration to limit carbon emissions from coal-fired plants. The AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Announcing the move in Kentucky, Pruitt said the war on coal is over. He's expected to sign the new rule tomorrow while declaring the Obama plan exceeded federal law by putting in place emission standards that power plants could not reasonably meet. President Trump promised on the campaign trail to scrap the plan as part of a pledge to revive the nation's coal mines.
Passengers aboard a cruise ship are stuck in the Gulf of Mexico because they can't make it back to port following Hurricane Nate. The Carnival Fantasy is 2 days overdue. The port of Mobile, Alabama has been closed because of the storm. It's unclear when the ship will return. Richard Thaler of the University of Chicago has won this year's Nobel Prize in Economics for his work in behavioral economics. Wall Street stocks are down about 4 points. This is AP Radio News. Meryl Streep called Harvey Weinstein God when she accepted her Golden Globe Award in 2012. Today, Streep writes, Weinstein's behavior is inexcusable, but the abuse of power familiar. Weinstein was fired from his own production company following allegations of sexual harassment. TV reporter Lauren Sivan alleges Weinstein tried to kiss her at a restaurant he owned and cornered her and exposed himself.
That's when he blocked the entrance or exit for me and said, well, then just stand there and be quiet.
She was on Megyn Kelly Today on NBC this morning. Other stars have joined the chorus of critics of Harvey Weinstein. Football Hall of Famer Y.A. Tittle has died. He was the 1963 most valuable player in the NFL. Tittle was known as the Bald Eagle, as much for his sturdy leadership as his prematurely receding hairline. He played 17 seasons in the pro football. Y.A. Tittle was 90. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.